out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's always delightful to have people come together. That they were very attracted to each other, Miss Trey. But unfortunately, they don't get back, and that's why we're on Second Date Update.
That's the worst when they don't get back.
Honey, it sucks.
It does.
And today, we actually have Jamal on the phone. Good morning, Jamal. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Sure. You're so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us, who did you go out on a date with?
Yeah.
Her name was Myra.
Oh, Myra.
I like that name.
Mm-hmm. How'd you meet Myra?
Yeah.
Myra and I met through Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It turns out that we have a couple of interests. We love that show Impractical Jokers. If you know that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We've had those guys on the show before, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, like a couple years
ago. Are you serious?
Yeah. They're super funny. Okay. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we both love that. We're working out. We like working out. We're kind of, trying to keep our body tight.
Mm-hmm. And that's right.
We love animals, too. And so I decided to take her to the Henry Viola Zoo for the first date.
That's so sweet, number one. I love a guy who, loves animals. You know they have a sense of quality to them then.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cool first date.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you and thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, so fun. So, again, you guys met on Bumble. You have some, a lot of things in common, working out and Practical Jokers. You take her to the Henry Valley Zoo, and you went and, pet some animals. How did that date go?
I think it went great, but I don't know. But I would love to go on a second date with her. Not so, whoever knows, about how the other person's feeling about the second date,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully. I mean, when the date was over, did you guys kiss, hug?
Yeah.
How did that end?
Mm-hmm.
Ways?
We hugged. We hugged.
Oh, we got a hug.
And, I kind of like to, go for it a little bit, but I don't know, it was a date because, we were going to the zoo, so I didn't want to put too much on it, but we hugged.
Sure. Right. So I'm just curious, what's your favorite zoo animal?
Oh.
Mine is the kangaroo.
Oh!
That's so nice!
If you ever get kicked by a kangaroo, it can kill you. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
They're very powerful animals.
Oh. Well, you better be careful at the zoo next time you go.
They can knock you out, honey.
Yeah.
They can knock you out. I like the monkeys and I like the llamas. Love myself a good llama, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, Tracy?
I don't know. The monkeys are fun.
All right. So how long has it been since the last time you spoke to her?
It's been like a week.
Okay.
Oh.
Well. So, we've heard worse.
Yeah, we have.
We've heard worse. We've heard a year almost. I'm like, girl, really? Do you ever remember that person?
You need to let that go.
Okay, you need to walk on by. Right. All right, so this is what we'll do. Let's not wait any longer. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, Jamal, we will give Miss Myra a call and see why she has ghosted you for a week when you took her to the zoo.
I know.
Sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, honey. It's happening next with Krista in the Morning Rush. Hopefully a second date update between these two beauties on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Trey, we're in the middle of Second Date Update.
Yes.
Mm.
Our favorite.
Our favorite. It's Madtown's favorite. Seriously.
It is.
A lot of single people out there.
A lot.
It's hard. It's some work.
It is a lot of work.
You should get paid to do
it.
Seriously.
It's a full-time job.
That's right. Well, today we have Jamal on the line, and he met Miss Beautiful Myra through Bumble. Of course, this is when the ladies get to choose.
Yes, they do.
And like you said, you guys have a lot in common. You love working out, watching Impractical Jokers. That's always funny. I love the improv and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you took her to the Henry Violet Zoo, had a great time, but now it's been like a week and you haven't heard from her. All right. Well, let's not wait anymore, Tracy.
Let's not.
All right. We're going to give her a call. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Myra?
This is Myra.
Hi, Myra. My name is Krista, and my girlfriend, Tracy.
Hey, girl.
We're from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. And, girl, we just wanted to let you know that we are sending you back to the Henry Valley Zoo.
Yes.
Sorry, what is going on right now?
I know, seriously. Yeah, what is going on?
We're so weird. Sorry about that, Mara.
No, we are calling because it is true. We know that you were recently at the zoo about a week ago because someone has a great interest in taking you back. Do you remember Jamal?
Yes.
Oh, yes, girl. That's good.
He misses you.
Yes, he does.
Where did you go?
Well, you know, I remember that date very well.
Yeah.
Okay.
The zoo was a really cute idea.
It is.
Yeah.
But Jamal acted like a child the entire time that we were on the date.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was extremely inappropriate. He was tripping people, and like if they had peanuts to give to animals, they would just like he would just knock it out of their hands.
What?
Really?
What? No.
Come on now.
That's nuts.
Wait a minute. I was going to say, how old is he?
How old is he?
Do you date the younger ones? Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
At one point, he went to the water fountain and just started spraying, like, making the faucet just, like, go towards everybody and pretending he was an elephant. Like, it was awful.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Stop it.
Is that for real?
Well, it must be for real because it really happened. And,
oh, my gosh.
You know what? I don't want to wait anymore. Jamal.
Of course,
honey, you're on second date update. And, of course, he's been listening. Yeah. Did you really take your trunk out and start hosing people down?
Okay. Did you do that?
Can I just say one thing? Maybe I should have said this earlier, but I didn't. The reason that I was doing that thing is because Myra, I know you love Impractical Jokers just like I do. So I actually had a friend film the date from afar, and then I would do the impractical jokes on the other people at the zoo, and I thought that you would like that. I thought maybe I'd give you as a present, like I don't know, for like an anniversary or your birthday or something like that.
That's so sweet. So just so we're clear, you decided to have someone tape you guys. You were actually trying to do like a mock of the Impractical Jokers as a, well, forever gift, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys get married.
Yeah.
You can look at this.
Exactly.
What do you think of that?
That's funny to me now, but if you had told me beforehand, I don't know.
Yeah.
There was a lot of inappropriate behavior that was happening that I didn't know how to deal with in the moment.
I would be super embarrassed, too, especially if you were doing that. I got your back on that. I would be like, really, dude?
Yeah.
It was very embarrassing, yes.
Even the animals were probably embarrassed for you.
Probably.
Well, here, obviously, this is a miscommunication.
Yeah.
He was actually trying to do something sweet for
you. Right. He normally doesn't act like that.
No.
Right, Jamal?
Hopefully.
You don't act like that normally, right?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Of course, we're calling to see, girl, if you would like to have a second date with Mr. Jamal. Mm-hmm. We will pay for it.
Yeah, we'll pay for it.
You know, I believe the zoo is free, so we'll send
you
a bag.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
So if you want to go out on a date, we will send you maybe just somewhere for dinner.
Right.
And so you guys can be serious.
No, seriously.
And then you can maybe go back to your house and watch some Impractical Jokers.
Maybe.
Oh, that's good, girl.
Let's get
that's
it on.
Good.
If I go on a second date, Jamal, I need you to act like your normal self.
Ooh, I think that's good.
Yeah, I think that's a fair trade, right?
Jamal?
Meanwhile, I'll have my feet film me.
Oh, I like it.
Playing jokes on you.
I love it.
I like it.
I do.
See, this is a match made in heaven.
It is. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good deal. What do you think? I think these two are together.
That sounds like a fair deal.
Yeah!
We did it again, Krista.
Did it again. Woo!